This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Out of the Shadow of a Giant, Robert Hooke, Edmund Hawley, and the Birth of Science, by John Gribbin and Mary Gribbin. Read by Peter Noble.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Introduction. Out of the Shadows. Isaac Newton famously commented that if he had seen further than other people, it was by standing on the shoulders of giants. But even within his own lifetime, and increasingly since then, Newton was widely acknowledged as the greatest of all scientific giants, to such an extent that the remarkable achievements of his colleagues and contemporaries are often overlooked. Two of the pioneering scientists who lived and worked in the shadow of Newton would each have been regarded as giants in their own right if he had not been around. And it is our intention to bring them out of Newton's shadow to put their achievements in perspective. They are, in chronological order, Robert Hooke, 1635 to 1703, who was slightly older than Newton, 1642 to 1727, and Edmund Hawley, 1656 to 1742, who outlived Newton. Their overlapping lives neatly embrace the 100 years or so during which science as we know it became established in Britain. But what of Newton? He was...